WSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma, California. Our Timeless Secrets, and your host, Mari Best.
Ah, yes, and what a morning it is. As usual, here in sunny Sonoma, we are gazing out of our studio window onto blue skies and bright sunshine. It is heaven. Heaven, right?
It's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, boy. And today's show is entitled Purpose.
Interesting.
What's
title?
What's your purpose?
Very interesting title.
We have to check our purpose. And today we are entertaining a very special guest, none other than my alter ego, I should say. Agnes Persnickety is coming on board to join us.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh, yes. Well, I don't know. This could be trouble. It could be an absolutely delightful experience, because when Agnes gets talking, she just, I've asked her to please stay with the course of the thing, which is purpose. We're discussing her purpose, and, you know, she needs to stay in line with that. And so I don't know about you, but are you ready for this? Okay, are you absolutely?
I hope so. This is going to be interesting.
Perhaps we should say a little prayer, as I can hear her shuffling around out there in the hall. You know, the best thing to do for Agnes Persnickety is to play that music, which really brings her on. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay. Let's sock it to her. Man, you're welcome. Here's my hand.
Welcome, Agnes.
Oh, you can. Yes, that's a lovely song. I really, really like it. And, you know, it's really quite nice that you dug that up, you know, because I know that's very old. That's Andy Stewart. You know, he used to sing to me when I was just a bairn. I bet you don't know what a bairn is, do you?
What's a bairn? Sounds like when I got married.
Come on, Agnes. You know, he's American. He's not going to know what a bairn is. Oh, a bairn. Well, okay. Yeah, are you listening? You're busy playing with your knobs and stuck to all these buttons. You're doing this and that and the next thing. A bairn is just a wee child. A wee child. Now, are you getting it? I suppose you're getting it, right?
Yeah, well, I'm getting it.
Yes. And so are you thinking about...
Welcome, Agnes. We've missed you seeing you. What have you been doing?
Oh, you want to know what I've been doing? Uh-huh. I'd like to know what you've been doing. But anyway, yes, well, I've been doing quite a bit of things here. You know, it's lovely weather, so I like to potter around in my wee yard. It's not much, you know, but enough for me and Angus. You know, we just do a wee bit every day and get it looking nice. And let's see. Agnes, are you and Angus living here in Sonoma? Oh, right. I mean, you know, we had to copy you and Harry because, you know, if it's good enough for you, it's certainly good enough for Angus and I.
Where do you live here in Sonoma?
You know, I'm not sure that I want to give you my address, you know, because you'll be wanting to slide over there. But, you know, it's a nice little place over on the east side. Oh, you're playing my song. Lux apartment in the sky. I like this. you're playing my song. Oh, I love the East Side. Well, anyway, you know, so I know you're asking me what I've been doing. You know, been a lot of things that I've been doing. You know, I'm going around now. You see, tourist season, people are coming in droves here, and I like to just keep a wee check on them, make sure, you know, that they're kind of following the, not the rules, but the kind of unspoken policies of Sonoma, so that we all can live in joy and harmony together. You like living in joy and harmony, don't you, Harry?
I do.
Well, I think he does. He's certainly with me all the time. He's very joyful and harmonious. Oh, yeah. Are you going to be bragging about that again? You know, it's always the same thing. You
joy,
know?
Joy, joy.
And why not joy, joy, joy? I don't know, but sometimes you just, what can I say? You just, well, listen, Agnes, I just want to ask you one question. What are you doing? What are you doing? What's your what's going on?
Yeah, Agnes, tell us about your interests.
Oh, you know my interests. Oh, geez, have you got all day? Because I think I could probably list a whole lot. But one of my main interests is Angus. You know Angus, don't you?
I know him from the movie.
Well, Angus, my dear husband, you know, we've been married now for 53 years, and I think we're doing very well, you know. And I think it might
53 last. Years. He deserves an award.
Oh, Harry. I mean, really, go easy on him. I really think you should be a bit nicer than that. I don't understand why you would have to... I love my Angus. And you know, one of the things we love to do together, we love to dance. Oh, boy, we can do a fair tango together and everything. We just love to hold on to each other and shuffle around the floor. You know, it used to be where we'd shake a lot, but now we shake in a different way. I don't know. Every time you're on here, Agnes, I swear, I get the fit of the giggles. I can't stop it. Oh, well, you'll be laughing later when you hear... Hey, Harry, have you got that song that I really like, you know, when I'm thinking about dancing with Angus? Oh, it's awful nice. Oh, yes.
When we are dancing and you're dangerously near me, I get ideas. I want to hold you so much closer than I dare to. I want to scold you cause I care more than I care to. And when you touch me and there's fire in every finger, I get ideas. And after we have kissed goodnight and still you linger, I kind of think you get ideas too. Your eyes are always saying the things you're never saying. I only hope they're saying that you could love me too. For that's the whole idea, it's true. The lovely idea that I've fallen in love with you.
Harry, you're not supposed to dance that tight with me, honey. Oh, wait. She's looking at us. Oh, go easy. Wait. Oh, I like that. I really do. I get ideas. This is such a...
Ooh.
What's so funny, huh?
I like the way you dip.
Oh, it's good. I like it. Now, Agnes, keep your hands off my man just because Angus isn't here. You know, you're just getting a little fresh. I'm not getting fresh, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was. Oh, I only hope the whole idea is true. Lovely idea. I'm falling in love. Oh, dear. For just a moment there, I thought you were Angus. Oh, I've got to be really careful. Thanks for the dance, Harry. That was nice.
Agnes, have you been taking dancing lessons?
I knew you'd ask that. You know, it's funny that you should ask that. No. I love your outfit. What are you wearing today, Agnes? This is really nice. Do you want to tell me about it? Well, yes, you know, I came up with this idea. It just came into my head just like that, you know, boom. I thought, oh, what would a lady on the golf course wear in Scotland? Why I thought of that, I'll never know because I never play golf. But anyway, I thought, how about a nice pair of plus fours with a little extra room around them? You
kind of reminds me of Payne Stewart.
Oh.
The golfer. That's what he wore. That was the golf clothes from the 40s.
Oh, really? Well, maybe I just got that flashed in my mind. But anyway, yes, and this nice cape, well, it just kind of matches nicely, don't you think? You think it kind of drapes nicely. And I love my hat. You know, it takes all the sun off my face so my nice little face can stay young. Well, as young as possible. Well, you do have really nice skin, Agnes. Didn't come by that easily. I work hard at that. Oh, and so what's your secret about doing... something with your skin? Oh, well, I've got this little jar of coconut oil. And I'm telling you, coconut oil is the best thing. I get out of my shower and I just open up that jar of coconut oil and I go crazy. I put it all over my face, all over my arms, my hands, I just put it everywhere and I just absolutely know that my skin is perfect. Doesn't it look good? I mean, you know, there are very few wrinkles there.
Very few.
So, Harry, have you been counting your wrinkles? Oh, that's not nice. That's not nice, Mary. I mean, you know, really, I don't have that many wrinkles. Well, Agnes, you remember the name of the show is purpose. You know, I would really, really like you to just share with you, with not with you, but with all of us. What's your purpose about? What are you about? What's your story?
Well, you see, when I came here to Sonoma, I have to say, kind of like you and Harry, I just fell in love with it. And I thought, when I walked into that plaza and I saw all these wee ducks, you know, quack, quack, quacking along, you know, and the beautiful rose garden and everything, and I saw people laying out there on their blankets, having wee picnics, you know, wee cups of tea on the lawn. Well, I don't expect many of them are having cups of tea, but Angus and I have our cups of tea. I thought to myself, okay, I think my purpose is about protecting this and making sure that it's there for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. And I'm awful glad to know that there's a lot of other people feel the same way. They want to make sure that this lovely area, the plaza, is just kept so pristine and all the lovely trees. Oh, you know, they planted another tree, Harry. Did you know that?
Another tree?
It's a pistache tree. A pistache tree, I think that's what it's called. Oh, yes, I was at the I was at the Arbor Day thing. I saw that. Were you there too?
I was there.
Oh, well, I guess we're all there then.
I didn't see you, Agnes.
Well, I have to admit, I was in camouflage. I really didn't want anybody running up to me making a big scene, you know, because that's what happens when I go out, you know, and they see this lovely outfit. They can't help but just swarm around me like little flies on a nasty cake, you know. Oh, well, it doesn't have to be a nasty cake. It could be a nice cake. Agnes, I mean, really, I mean, where do you come up with these descriptions? I'll never know. So what else are you passionate about? Well, you mean aside from Angus? You know what? You know what? I'm passionate about people safely crossing at the intersections. I really, sometimes I just stand there in awe of the people that are willing to just risk their lives and jump right out in front of the traffic. They don't even get eye contact with the drivers. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm just like my throat is in my mouth or something like that. I don't know. So I swallow my tongue. I don't know what it is, but I just go into that fear space and I think, oh, if I could just encourage these people who are crossing the streets just to do it a wee bit gently and stop, look and get eye contact with that person driving across, then and only then cross over. Okay, there's another thing I've got to tell you I'm very passionate about. When I was on the bike trail the other day, oh, you go on the bike trail too, Agnes? Oh, I never see you there. Well, that's, you're just not looking properly. But anyway, so I was going down the bike trail the other day and here comes one of these guys on a skateboard and I didn't hear him coming because, you know, I was chatting away with my wee friend and all of a sudden it just shoop, goes past me and I thought, oh, my heart. I mean, I really thought he was going to run me down. So I kind of, I did finally make up with him, you know, about 3 days later. And I said, excuse me, but next time you're passing, would you just mind saying, coming up on your right or coming up on your left? At least tell me the right side. Please know your left from your right so that I can make way for you. And do it loud so I can hear you. You know, hey, I'm not as young as I used to be and my hearing isn't quite as good. Oh, well, I don't know, Agnes. You seem to hear a lot of things. So go ahead. Well, you see, I'm just thinking that if I could just encourage these people, not just on skateboards, but on bicycles, just to at least warn people when they're coming, you know, coming up on your left, like I said, or coming up on your right, but be loud. Use your big voice. You're outdoors. You can do that, you know.
Well, Agnes, you know what? You should train these people. You should just, you should maybe, oh, I don't
what
know.
What a great idea.
Maybe you could give lessons on how to do this. Well, you know, the thought has crossed my mind. I've thought, you know, maybe I could go into the schools and say, you know, hey, children, you know, because you've got to start with the young folks, because sometimes the old folks are difficult to teach. You know, they're all kind of stuck in their brains. But anyway, yeah, maybe I could go into the school and, you know, just have a wee class with the kids so that, you know, if any of them are carrying the skateboard, they might understand what I'm talking about. Well, Agnes, I think you've got a lot of things to be passionate about, right, Harry?
Yes, you do. I'm curious. Agnes, do you, why does Angus get upset that you flirt so much?
Oh, are you going to say this on the air, that I flirt? I mean, he's just as dense as the next one. He has no idea that I flirt. I mean, you know, and anyway, you know, that Mary, you know, she gets jealous. So don't be saying too much in front of her. Oh, Angus. Angus is jealous too, you know, Agnes. She is. I know. I mean, he gets quite jealous. What? You mean he knows I flirt? I mean, just because I meet a real little hunky guy at the crossroad and I kind of look into his eyes and I flutter my eyelids a little bit, you know. I mean, hey, you know, I'm maybe old, but I'm not dead yet, you know. Still got these ideas, as we were talking about earlier. But when it all boils down, I truly prefer to be with Angus. Angus is my man. And you know what? I would love, Harry, I would love you to play a song for my Angus, our favorite song. And this is for you, Angus, if you're listening. Get your head out of the paper and listen to this one. And we're here on Our Timeless Secrets, Harry and I, entertaining and entertained by our friend Agnes Persnickety. And we just enjoyed that song so much, Till. That's your and Angus's song? Is this what you dance to all the time? Oh, hi. Well, we do a wee bit more than dance to it, but I can't talk about that on the air. oh, dear, I get a wee bit risque now and again. But, you know, there was one thing I wanted to ask you, Mary. You know, you write some nice poetry sometimes. Now, notice I said sometimes. Anyway, is there any chance that you might read a nice wee poem now for me? You know, there's one that you wrote, and it's called Soul Journey, and I'd kind of like to hear it. Well, I appreciate that. I'd love to do it. So here we go. It's clear this journey of my soul will never, ever end. God is my close companion and also my best friend. Through all the lives I've traveled, God's been right by my side. I listen for his guidance, then prepare to take the ride. This morning's no exception. As I awoke, I heard quite clear the next step of my journey ringing loudly in my ear. I've often been impatient, trying to force a plan. But when I let go and let God, he proves he is the man. This message I was wakened with has been wandering round my head. I've heard it very often, but chose another course instead. But now I can't avoid it. It is plain as plain can be. For me to be successful, I must act accordingly. I will use the money I have saved for a time when I grow old. I'll put it to good use right now, just as I've been told. My life is filled with blessings. They abundantly abound. And the guidance that I get from God is the best that I have found. Sometimes it's good to take a risk and stand out on a limb. But wrapped in the arms of God, how could I not trust him? Oh, that's just one of my favorite wee poems that you did. You did that a long time ago, didn't you? Actually, you know, I remember precisely when I wrote that. I wrote it when I was living in Las Vegas, and I had just met, not too long before, a gentleman who was a musician. He was a songwriter and a musician, and he had kind of fallen a little bit on hard times. And I just thought to myself, I wish I could help this soul, you know. It was coming up to rent time, and he was very short on his rent. In fact, he didn't have any money for his rent. And it suddenly flashed into my mind that I had some money in it was like an IRA or something like that. Somebody had encouraged me to have years before. And so I called that same somebody who got the IRA put together for me. And I said, just by chance, how much is in that IRA? Well, it was almost exactly the same amount as his rent. And I thought, okay, there's my sign. So I asked her to just send it to me. And I had the greatest pleasure in handing it over to him, knowing that he would, at least for the next month, be safe, because that poem really kind of rocked my world a little bit, because it told me very clearly that the flow of abundance is with us at all times, and we mustn't hang on to something, especially if we can help somebody else. And so that was a big lesson for me. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It was a nice wee poem, whatever else happened with it. You know, I think you did a nice job. And, you know, here's hoping that he continued to pay his rent. Well, actually, he did. And he's written a lot more songs. And he's written some songs with me, too. But we'll talk about them another day. But I really get that that is connected to purpose. And on a purposeful life, we think about what we're doing. We be responsible and be accountable to what we do.
Well, I'm certainly responsible for the things that some of the things I've done, but other things I'm not at all responsible for. I mean, for instance, the other day, you know, when Angus told me that I left the toilet seat up, I said, wait a minute, you've got this turned around. You know, I can't be responsible for that. Isn't that the other way it goes? Oh, Agnes, what are you talking about? Well, you know, I mean, there are all kinds of wee things, you know, that we want to just blame other people for, but we should take it in and be responsible. Oh, I think a little bit of me is rubbing off on you. Is it working? How is that working for you? Well, now and again, it works well. And, well, there's... whatever I think I want to do, I think about it very carefully, and I really try to think about the repercussions of my choices.
Agnes, we are behind you all the way. By the way, did you see that wee doggy that you brought with you? Where is that dog?
Oh, you silly thing. You know that's a stuffed dog. You know it's not real, don't you? I mean, really. You know, I've been practicing because, you see, I'd really like to have a wee dog. So I take this little stuffed dog around with me just to practice taking it on a leash and making sure it's obeying all the laws and not walking it into the plaza. And, you know, I walk around the plaza and I make sure that I have one of these wee plastic bags. You know what they're for? Have you heard about these wee plastic bags?
Lunch? Carry your lunch?
Oh, don't be silly, Harry. Harry, you know it's not for lunch, for heaven's sake.
It's a baggie.
Aye, the plastic baggies. They're in wee containers kind of dotted everywhere, and they're usually kind of like a bright blue colour. But wait till you hear this. Wait, are you ready for this, Harry?
I'm ready.
These doggy bags smell like perfume.
Now, perfume?
Why would they have a doggy bag smell like perfume? Well... You see, the thing that it's been picking up, you know, it doesn't smell so swift, you know, so they have to, I suppose, counteract it. But you know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
I heard that these doggy bags cost $10,000.
That's an expensive bag.
I mean, I haven't spent $10,000 on a bag for myself, let alone doggy bag. I mean, that's ridiculous. Well, they're not $10,000 each. You're talking about, like, for a whole area of Sonoma. Well, do you think maybe if they got the unperfumed kind that it might be just a wee bit less expensive? I mean, really, let's face it. Who's going to be sniffing at that doggy bag? Nobody. There's nobody in the world that smells a doggy bag. So let's save a wee bit money there. You know, we could save money for our city and put it into the lovely park or maybe, you know, the bike trail or whatever. I mean, you know, there's always some use for it. But, I mean, my wee dog doesn't need a perfumed doggy bag. Well, all right, there's a good idea. So this is why you're carrying a stuffed dog around with you? Well, I told you I'm practicing just in case I decide to get a real one. But, by the way, his name is Hamish and he's very well trained. Well, Agnes, I just wanted to say we really have enjoyed having you today.
Yes, we have.
Oh, you didn't have me. I mean, I was just on air with you. Harry, she's way up, one up on you. Well, anyway, Agnes, I want you to take our love to Angus and tell him, you know, we appreciate what he has to put up with.
What do you mean by that? What does that mean? Well, just an aside, but we love having you here and we love what your purpose is. It truly is amazing and we wish you all the best on it. And now we're going to, what's a good song that you like just to, for us to play as you leave us this morning? Well, my real favorite song is We'll Meet Again.
We'll meet again. Don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
You're on.
No, dear. I know I'm not the best singer, but anyway.
You don't sing half as good as Maury.
Oh, it's awful nice. This is such a good song. Oh, I love it. Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Oh, that was lovely. Thank you. Let's say cheerio to Agnes
and her little dog.
Cheerio. Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Well, I don't know. I think it's almost a relief.
That was fun.
The good news is that this is soundproof in here, and she won't hear a thing out there. She's off with her little dog.
I'm not sure she hears it even when she's here.
She's quite a character. And, you know, I do like what her purpose is. I do like that. I mean, she's all about making sure that things go well in Sonoma, and think that's what most of us, and that's what all the city council is about. That's what all of the different fractions of the city council, the planning board, and all the different organized people that are gathered together to make a difference here in Sonoma. And oh boy, when we were at Arbor Day the other day, Harry, wasn't that wonderful? That was such a special event.
Yes.
I mean, we really witnessed an amazing amount of love that was outpouring there as they planted that new tree. And let me see, it was a pistache tree.
Japanese pistachio.
Yeah.
Pistache.
Pistache, not pistachio. You're not going to hang out there and pull nuts. They don't come pre-salted off the tree. I know how much you like your pistachio.
Well, the amazing thing is there's a walking tour of just the trees. There's some 50 varieties of trees on the plaza. It's absolutely breathtaking.
It's good to be aware of what the blessings are here in Sonoma. And if you go online at any time, you can see all of the reaching right out from this plaza area out into the vineyards, out and beyond, and the amazing scenery. We're just blessed. Every time we get in that car and drive off somewhere.
We just say thank God we're here. It's beautiful.
Well, so I'm just going to step into a poem right here, Harry. I'm entitled "The World's Begun to Listen." The world's begun to listen, if only with one ear. It's amazing what a difference this has made. Now more people recognize how much we are in fear of going from the light into the shade. We are listening for the lessons surrounding us each day, knowing there's a gift in all we see. When we take some time to meditate and rest along the way, we're guided to a place of let it be. Yes, the world is listening, because we know that there is more. More than all this rhetoric and noise. We catch glimpses of a joyfulness that make our spirits soar. All these special moments give us poise. We hear what's being said, not just inside our head. Life's secret we are holding in our hand. We're not interested in just being led. The secret is the world's at our command. Believe what you are hearing and know that it is true. All God's great abundance is here for me and you. And yes, I believe, thanks. I believe it's right here in Sonoma. And think about what your purpose is in being here in this universe, and how you choose your thoughts to create your day. When you're purposeful about your thoughts, you can create nothing but good. And so take responsibility. Know that it's up to you. And there are 10 two-letter words that say it all. If it is to be, it is up to me. What a plan. And I didn't write those words, Harry.
No? Somebody else did. It's one of the few words you haven't written.
But I do try to live by it. I try to remember that whatever I'm seeing, whatever I'm creating, whatever is going on.
Well, we do. We live very purposefully. Our life is very purposeful. But actually, we become more in the moment. Totally in the moment.
Yeah. And the good news is that you remind me when I step out of it, and you know, we get to remind one another if we kind of slip off the rail. There's nothing about us being perfect. No, nobody says that. This is just an opportunity to think carefully before we speak and before we make our choices. And remember, give choice a voice. This is my motto, and. Before I leave you today, I want to thank you for listening. And remember that we plan to bring nothing but good secrets, the secrets of living well. And thank Agnes Persnickety.
Thank you, Agnes.
For being on
board. And Angus for letting her come.
The silent one. Bless you all, and thank you so much for being here. We wish you a good day, and see you next week.
Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Asophocles and Endante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit. And of course, her spirit guides, Sophocles and Dante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype, or better still, in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I, best, as in the very best, @gmail.com. Or on the web at maribest.com.
True.